It's all going down.
It hasn't even been a month, folks.
Timber.
It's all going down. It's Jover. Jover, man.
Renaming the Gulfs, baby.
Yes, sir. Renaming the Gluff. The Gluff of Mexican.
Yeah, because, you know, you could just do that, I guess.
Like, hell yeah.
Is that, like...
The Atlantic and Pacific
agreed upon next. Name, like, with the world?
Yeah.
Gulf of Mexico, like, does everybody call it the Gulf of Mexico?
I thought I saw, like, Google said they're only going to change it for, like, Americans, and the rest of the world will still have it Gulf of Mexico. I saw that shit
Omega
early.
Omega level R-word activity.
He's trying to take over other countries and rename shit. Like, this is a really bad precedent, you know, for a nigga that just, for now, has 4 years left.
It's enough for now.
Who knows what gets changed?
Right.
Who knows what wacky hijinks those guys in office are up to over there?
Because like, it's doubly funny, like, considering the whole ploy with the play with the media. Now you don't know what the fuck is actually happening and what the fuck actually ain't happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because niggas are very reactionist. Mm-hmm. So it's like the minute they see some shit, like somebody said that like niggas were finna overturn the 13th Amendment and Obergefell v. Hodge. And I'm like, family, it's been 1 week and 2 days. Can we chill?
I have muted a lot of terms related to like a lot of this fucking baiting because I'm over it. I've been over it, but like, I'm like maximum level over it now. Like,
yeah.
Like, bro, the people that's fear mongering, that's like part of like Blue Squad, shame on you. Trying to exploit people's anxieties and making them feel uncomfortable. And if I see one more I told you so fucking post, shut the fuck up. Educate if you're gonna educate. But all this fucking high horse bullshit, shut up.
It's over. Yeah.
Like fucking do something.
It's like their desperation to try and find some way to have a victory lap.
Like, it is either you mask up and become Luigi, or, I don't know, plan and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're helping no one.
And I told everybody, like, again, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am a believer that, like, you know, sometimes shit just makes sense.
Yeah.
I told everybody, like, look, if you haven't ever had a gun up to this point, get one for your own safety, but also just in case you have to slay your fellow man when the when the inevitable actual Hunger Games start. Because I'm like, this nigga like denies and defunds all type of science, but especially climate science. The agriculture in the U.S. is on the decline.
Yep.
And then on top of that, because you want to have a pissing contest, you done added a tariff to all imported food. A 25% tariff.
Yep.
On all, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like for the actual Hunger Games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't have job security.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And at this point, I don't think anybody really does.
Not for real.
Like, we are fortunate enough to be where we are, because I'm like, anytime you niggas add another task for me to do, that just let me know that y'all finna pay me an extra 2 bands next year and not give my position away.
Right.
So like,
great. You get handed shit to do.
Excellent.
Yep.
This is gonna go great for my negotiations. this is amazing. So I've been here for a month and you niggas have already added 2 new systems and 5 new tasks. I'm gonna need 5.
Hey,
minimum. I'm gonna need at least 5 more. Nigga.
Bitch.
But
fork it over.
Yeah, it's been a while, been a minute.
It's been
since
a minute.
We've all been in the
Happy New Year.
Just had a snowstorm, so now it feels like a spring day.
We were colder than like Oregon and Washington.
It was down to like, I think it was like down to what, 15?
It was not positive.
Yeah. Lol.
Well,
yeah, that was nice though. It was like, it was snowed last week. Mm-hmm. Today it was like 68 degrees when I got off work. Oh, like, it feels nice as shit.
It feels, yeah, drive yeah, over here was nice as shit.
Right, like, it was positive. Like, I cracked my window, got a nice little breeze.
I wish it was like this during, like, September, October, instead of being 80 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
Weather just late. That's all
fall,
it is.
Fall is just a label now. The season names are just a label.
You want to know what's going to be really fun? Fall. Like, no, think about no it. Like, we start anymore. Off the year with California on fire and Georgia and the rest of the fucking South freezing.
Yeah.
So, this, whatever hurricane pressure we finna get, what, exactly 20 years after Katrina?
Finna like, be woo.
Like, Katrina's just normal now. Like, you, yeah. You, oh, you yeah. beat an enemy in a beat 'em up.
Yeah,
like,
and then like they just become a common enemy.
Like, you kill that fat nigga on Streets and Rage.
And he just becomes an enemy later.
Right.
Big Bob.
Why are you breathing fire on me, Bob? Like, there I thought we is. Killed you.
Motherfucking Big. Hugo.
Nah. Yeah.
literal voice clip. Literal. You're welcome. Literal voice clip from the game.
4-8. My goal kick.
Cocks through kick.
Cocks through kick.
Bad knuckle.
Good times, man. Great games. Can't wait for that 3D follow-up that yeah. we're going to get.
Man. Streets of Rage fucking follow to play as Adam Hunter. Only character I'm playing. Only character I'm playing is just Adam fucking nigger. Hunter. Nigger combo.
I hope they have skate as well.
Spook hand. Yeah, that nigga's going to be. They're just gonna
faster give him, nigger combos.
They're just going to make him shadow. They're going to give him a shadow skin.
Corkscrew kick. I mean, hell, I'd equip it.
Hell yeah.
Shadow. He had a great fucking year last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that nigga, man. Skate really had like my favorite fucking grapple. I think you just get on you, start tagging the top of your fucking head. Just talk.
Shut up.
Ah!
Shut up.
Ah!
Fuck up, nigga.
Oh my god! My amygdala! my hippocampus!
My medulla oblongata.
It's swollen!
Oh yeah, we need all the extra content that we can get. Yeah. Oh yeah, Sega remembered something. They remembered Skies of Arcadia.
Oh.
Like, we might be finally at least getting a port. At least a port.
Bro, that's their F-Zero.
But we might actually... Who knows? With the tech that they're using nowadays, they might just skin over that bitch. Yep. Like they do with Ninja Gaiden.
Bruh.
Yeah, I can't lie. I was genuinely taken aback. Playing Ninja Gaiden 2 Black.
Yeah. Mm. Like, I think most of us were, because, like, that 2 was my favorite one. And I never in, like, a billion years thought that that game would see a remaster. Let alone to the caliber of remaster that it is.
It's 1-to-1.
Yeah. it plays exactly the same, but it looks good as shit.
It looks like it was made today.
Yeah.
And but I'm it like, feels like back then.
And if this is, like, any indicator for 4...
Which we get this year.
With the Platinum Games boost.
Mm.
Ninja Gaiden.
No, that's Nigga Gaiden.
With co-development from Platinum.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. They killed the man, Scalebound.
Yeah.
But they didn't kill the idea.
Did not kill it. Nope.
I'm pretty sure whatever they might have had planned for Scalebound,
they just put in the
They probably going to import that shit from Ninja Gaiden.
And it's a different hero, so they can kind of do whatever the fuck they want to. I promise you that nigga's going to have some type of dragon power, some type of dragon transformation.
I hope something. So.
Facts, nigga. Real so. Shit. I hope so.
Give us that fucking game.
I hope so.
We deserve.
Yeah, I am. I'm hyping shit.
And that's also how they're making Metal Gear Delta, which I guess they're taking the base shit from Metal Gear Solid 3 and up-resing it.
It's not going to matter. Kojima already said he has a tactical espionage game in the works. It doesn't matter.
Can't wait.
Konami can remaster all these fucking
games. It is literally like...
I don't care.
When you see that fucking Kojima label, it's time to tap in.
Yeah, Death Stranding 2 looks peak.
I did not play Death Stranding 1, but I will play that this year.
You gotta get on that, man. Mm-hmm. You got to get on that.
I wonder
now
if it plays or if it's going to be on like a multi-plat. Death Stranding 2.
Most likely.
Because if it's multi-plat, then I'm probably going to play them when I was on PC.
It might be timed. because I know the first, I know Death Stranding was like it was on PlayStation for like 6 months and then it went multiplayer.
I believe that it's probably either free on PlayStation right now or quote unquote free.
Yeah,
depending on the plan.
Right.
If it's free on PlayStation, then I'll probably run it on there.
Yeah.
If not, then I'll just get it on PC.
Yes.
Hell yeah. And we got Capcom Fight Collection coming this year, too.
Oh, my God. The second one.
That's fucking...
Bro. I didn't grab one yet. Coming out.
Bro, Project Nigga. Justice. Bro.
I'm just gonna get a... Yeah, probably just get Project a two-pack of that, bitch.
Power Stones.
Bro, Project Justice. Brother.
I need this so bad.
Brother, Project Justice.
I definitely got to at least purchase so I can at least help us get a new version of these games.
That game is 25, man.
25,
isn't it? 25. Same age as Marvel like, 2, brother.
Fucking early Dreamcast era is 25 years old now.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we at, man.
Yeah.
Woo. That's where we at. We getting up there, boy. Like, when you start looking at them numbers for, like, SNES and NES and shit, you start getting a little concerned.
Yeah, man. Mike, motherfuckers are officially referring to, like, PS Wii 60 era as retro gaming.
Retro now.
Stop!
If it's 20 years out, I can't argue.
Stop!
Damn.
Cut it out!
Damn, they show is right.
Damn! Oh. Yeah, the 2006. I mean, yeah, the 360 is 20 years old.
It makes sense that we're starting to see more love for... I mean, really in pop culture in general, you see, like, what's becoming trendy and what, like, nostalgia is trendy.
Yeah.
Early 2000s is effectively overtaking the 90s in terms of, like, era nostalgia.
Like, nigga had, like, a modern-day kid, a PSP. Not the Vita, the PSP.
Right.
Man, fucking...
Like, OGDS.
Like, PSP and OGDS are, like... Effectively in the Game Boy slot.
Exactly. Yeah. I was about to say, they're like Game Boy Advances.
Yep.
Like, now.
Like the way we used to send for the fucking SP and Color and Pocket and shit. You doing that for the PSP, OGDS, which, I mean, hey, those are some good ass handhelds to send over.
Yeah,
PSP, that's a masterpiece.
Yeah. It's like, it's one of those things where, like, it's a very weird situation to, like, confront your age. Because I really don't think about that shit until, like...
You run into it.
Because, like, somebody... Like, there was a post, and it was, like, talking about all the fucking... There was one for anime and one for Sonic. Mm-hmm. And, like, the anime one was like, what anime got you into... what got you into anime? And they just said Bleach.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm like,
you have to reconcile with the fact that those niggas were kids.
Yeah.
Like we was watching Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Watching that shit. That's why a lot of them niggas will crash out and die over Naruto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One Piece too. Fun as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, the One Piece fans, a lot of them niggas is just straight crash out. Like,
no
lie. It's so funny.
And I can't lie. If you was like 10 and you latched on to like One Piece... At that time, and you've been following it this entire time, like
I get it.
Jesus Christ, like you are a different nigga. Yeah. First of all,
you're loyal to the soil.
Mm-hmm. Like you stay with anime your entire adult life, effectively.
Because I'm just like nigga, I check in every 100 something chapters.
I'm beyond due for a big rush.
I'm like, which is basically like a 3-year read at this point.
I got maybe about a year's worth of material to read now. Like, I think where I left off, one of the admirals had pulled up on the ship they was on. And shit got real. My bad, nigga. Damn. You know what? Go over there. Long. You gonna switch up. That was an accident. But anyway.
That ship is sailed for me. I'm not even going to try.
It's a lot. The main reason I was able to catch up was because I got laid off from my job and COVID happened. So I'm just in the house.
That's a baton.
Because like, I was starting to read it when I was at work. I was just starting my job at the time.
Mm.
And then the world goes to shit. Yeah, man, you're really new. So, fuck with you later.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm like, well, I'm depressed. So I guess I'll read One Piece.
Go for the anime escape, just like every other depressed kid.
Now, if I had a date ending for, like, my unemployment and shit, I would have been fine. But I had no idea if I was going back.
Oh, yes.
Looking back.
This TBA.
But boy, mm-hmm. if I had like a just a comeback like, to work date, nigga.
I swear, bro.
I probably would have been acting very niggerish with that unemployment, or even more niggerish with it.
And I'd be feeling like super fucked up because like you brought up COVID, and I'm like, I want to tell niggas like them first 2 months of quarantine, that was a terrifying time, but it was a magical time.
Yes, yeah. It was.
Like, because mm-hmm. I was still driving at that point, and I got to tell you, seeing nobody on the road, the air quality improved because you niggas were not outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, damn, bro, shit just looks so much cleaner. We are a fucking plague on this planet.
Realistically speaking,
yeah, like gas was cheap, obviously, because nobody was going.
Nobody driving.
But
nobody felt safe.
But just like being able to go out for necessities and like not have to run into 50,000 of you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking magical games. Niggas was always on the game.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even have to plan
Discord
that shit.
Went extremely crazy.
Yeah, boy, Discord was clutch as shit during quarantine.
I was like maybe one of the best tools to continue connecting with people. But niggas still used to this day, obviously.
The OnlyFans boom, because niggas, the Gooners.
You was at home.
Like, you at the crib, you ain't got nothing to do. You know what, man? I'm going to mash my shit real quick.
Go ahead and
crazy poor habits.
Go ahead and jerk my penis.
Yep. Crazy addictions porn. Were created.
Porn addiction.
You on Twitter, like it's like a hoes you would have never thought that was in the OnlyFans boom.
Like it was a different time.
Yes, it was.
It was like I at that point in time, I still didn't realize that like it had become the porn site. Because like when it got introduced, I was like, oh, for creators, cool. I don't make music. I don't make art. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not using this. Like go down my timeline, gaming, Pokemon. Pokemon get again.
Anime gaming,
another product of the era. Yeah. Another product of the fucking era.
You know, nobody wanted to do nothing. Now that's why Twitter the way it is now.
Yeah, that's Twitter, man.
That wasn't getting paid for real though. So,
but it wasn't. It wasn't Twitter's fault. Like Twitter's one of those fucking sites that like it stands above all the other socials. Because all the other socials did was like that was shot in the foot type shit. MySpace was like, yeah, we're going to host music streaming. Hey, you can't do that for free. You can't do that. Can't do that with all these people.
Yep.
Shut it down. Facebook went like all the way left with the AI shit. Mm-hmm. Hella invasive. Twitter just got sold.
Yeah, we got sold.
Twitter Elon got sold to somebody. Sold to a fucking idiot.
Who and what Elon is. There you go.
Yeah. That was a whole thing, too. Like Twitter sale.
Yep.
Like, I remember, like, after they announced that Elon was going to buy it, then all these articles came out saying somebody is going to, or this is, like, some reason or way that he's not going to be able to actually go through with it. And motherfuckers started celebrating this shit.
Yeah.
And then it came through that he actually did go through and
bought it. He had already bought the shit.
Like, it's that false hope bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That they like, I they like to mess with see. Us when it comes to that, man.
Yeah. That's the stuff that I'm trying to avoid with this whole political.
Why do they still track his jet? I hope they do.
Who, Elon or Jack?
Both. But, like, more so Elon.
Fair.
Jack, like, that nigga, he got a check. Now he's just out here fucking Taylor Rooks and doing whatever you want to. Like, he's low-key living the fucking Tom Anderson life, but I think he's still in charge of fucking Square or whatever.
Mm. Y'all buy a hop to a coin?
No. I wish I would have
bought
some.
That bitch is still sleeping.
I wish I would have bought some Trump coins super early.
Right.
Yeah.
Just so I could have immediately
cashed
sold
out.
It.
Right. Cashed out. Immediately cashed out. I would, I really hate, like, the faux investors when it comes to fucking crypto, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, my buddy told me about this coin. I'm going to put my entire paycheck into this shit.
My life savings.
It is an investment.
Into this shit.
It is an investment.
Like, brother, y'all don't even want to attempt some
investment
shit.
Means you have to put in and you yield results
or
over
not.
A period of time.
Or not.
Or not. But regardless, it's not a guarantee. And even if you do get something, your bitch ass is going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Like, if you need a good episode of something to watch that will put you on game with investments, watch that one Atlanta episode where Earn effectively pays for a pit bull litter.
Yeah. Mm. And he's like, I don't need to eat. I need to eat in 3 months. They got.
I need that shit tonight.
Today, pussy, or I'm going to get violent.
And he got his money back. Funny part is they reference that shit like later with, I think, both Earn and Darius, where like he gets his money from the fucking.
Oh man, who's dropped music?
Well, you know what? Pause on the music thing. There's an event, a canon event that's coming up. Y'all ready for the Super Bowl? You know, every day that goes by as we get closer to the Super Bowl, it's like that end of day fucking text or metaphor.
Bruh.
Time marches on as the dawn of a new age comes closer.
Bruh.
Good Lord.
I bet it's going to be the first song. You already know. I bet it's going to be the first song.
Drake has tried everything that he could. Like everything he could this month to try to get this song down or to make a dent in fucking UMG. And UMG's like, play ball, nigga.
Play ball, get out there. Hey, you better go beef with that nigga.
Play ball. Figure it out. You a rapper.
Figure it out. Black man.
Figure out, my nigga.
Figure it out, fuck nigga.
Right, like you had all the hits. Make another one.
Make another banger.
Just do it.
Just go out there and make another. You're Drake, right?
Yo, go out there and make another Take Care. Just make one. Just make one.
I'm like, he hates women too much to even remotely be able to go back to that place.
Make another Take Care, bro.
Should have came back for you, but I fuck you. I hate you, bitch. Like, that's where he's at. It's like, you know, she lied about her shots. You know, she's not a real stallion.
We do not care.
Like, family. You know,
what happens when you don't date black women? Got him.
Don't worry, man. Like, it. The boy. That's the boy right there, man. Like, he has this cult of people that will die for his honor.
That will absolutely.
That he doesn't have.
That will perish behind this man's defense.
Like, nah, man.
Bro.
I'm Aubrey's attorney. I'm like, you know what? You're trying to get paid.
Him an academics weird ass.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
That is a segue if I've ever seen one.
You know, I was about to ask y'all about that, man. Yeah, man. How y'all feeling, man?
Look, man.
There should be lasers, satellites in space that a button should be pressed when certain people do certain things.
Yes.
Obliteration. Just
melt.
I think that's fair.
Melt.
Like, I saw that clip of him talking to that child that.
My nigga.
I know you're trying to do the locker room thing, but here's the problem.
That's a child.
That's a child. You are 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you talking to that little nigga like that?
And like, motherfuckers, again, like, this is what happens when you raise generation of fucking socially illiterate dweebs. Bro, you can't, so his defense was like, that's just how niggas talk to each other. I'm like, that's how friends
you
talk to each other.
Are 32.
I'm gonna get to the age thing.
All right, I'll wait.
It's like, my thing is like, that would be the equivalent of me pulling up to a high school and having that same conversation with a random child.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know this fucking person.
Yep.
You want to make fun of niggas? You want to make fun of your friends or your fucking nephews or cousins or whatever? Y'all have a familial bond.
Yeah.
You don't say certain shit to strangers, especially when you get to the level of infamy that nigga is at.
On public Discord.
Being
recorded.
And I'm like, you think that's, like, is that his Discord?
I think so.
I think they were all on to, they went to the Discord of the kids. I'm pretty sure because they was like, this kid was in the corner and they had all the other boxes
okay.
around.
So it might have been the kids.
Oh, I'm not sure exactly because I'm not on Discord like that. But.
If it's at, or whoever Discord it is.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, I notice sometimes groups overlap due to, like, fandom related shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's academics' own server or somebody else's server, but. You being a 32 to 33-year-old grown fucking man, you're supposed to set the example. You're supposed to look out for that little man. Like, you're a grown fucking man trying to haze a 15-year-old.
Didn't one of his homies say something like, if you don't let me hit it, I'm cutting you off?
Yes.
Nigga, you're...
Yeah. I know what, the, what? Like, that was trying to do, but that still feels like grooming. Because, yeah. like, when you're talking weird and crazy to a kid, you're grooming them. You're getting them used to that behavior.
Like, it's, like, because we talked about this years ago. Mm-hmm. It feels like years ago. Well, it probably was years ago.
Probably.
How old time we are
been
now.
Flying by,
fucking
man.
Time.
Yeah.
But Boosie
yep.
and his yes. bullshit... Talking about some, oh, I got my kid, like, made my kid lose his virginity when I was, like, what, 13?
Yeah.
Like, by sending strippers to
niggas,
him or something?
Niggas
shit.
Is OD weird. Like,
niggas, hang on, like, niggas did that. But, yeah. like, here's the crazy part about that. It might have been commonplace, but it's still wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's still wrong. It's still creepy. It's still weird.
Like, Lil Wayne, I think, said, like...
He said Birdman did that for him.
Yeah, Birdman. That's right. Like, it's... hey, there's Jack. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's... There's certain things that you think you just... Like, when you say them out loud, you would imagine, like, you should have, like, a natural reflex.
Yeah.
To just be like,
and that,
oh,
that
this
kid
fucked
was,
up. Let me
he was stop. Clearly uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, he handled it maturely,
like,
technically.
Before I pass judgment, I'm like, I have to see the clip before I say anything or have a stance on it. And I was just genuinely shocked that, one, he was able to roam free like that, and two, nobody even thought to just, like, say
Amen.
Something or, just, yeah, or to try to just pivot because like the kid was trying to pivot he's trying to just move
yeah he was
on.
Trying to get the fuck out of the conversation
yeah
because
it weird
was fucking weird
coming from a 30 plus year old man dog but that's now, just strange
but now they're finally getting off in academic's ass like he's banned from Twitch now for now
finally again like
what a great loss
he's losing endorsements and shit
speaking of niggas being weird with ages that nigga Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, has a 21-year-old girlfriend.
Ooh. I'll be real with you. His day will come.
The cradle is being rocked.
Like, he's a freaky old nigga, but his day will come.
Like, brother.
Like, he's had too many near misses for me.
Brother, that's a 31-year age gap, gang. Like, it's I'm always weird when it's, like, really more than... Depending on... Where y'all's ages fall in a bracket, I think anything over like 4 is kind of pushing it. Cause I'm like a 4-year age gap when you're like in your 40s is you know whatever.
Yeah.
But like
I think when everyone's past 30,
it's whatever.
Care.
It's whatever.
If she's 30 and nigga 40, whatever.
Cool.
I don't care.
Right.
But
like when you're like early 20s, like that.
You just turned.
Frontal
able
lobe
to
ain't
drink.
Developed yet.
Yeah.
Like Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Yeah.
Bruh,
yeah.
That
like,
nigga too,
like,
man.
That shit was like, when I read that, I thought it was a joke.
Nah, you see that bitch out there with that nigga.
Yeah. Like him, the Leonardo DiCaprios of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. They just cycle them out for a younger model.
Yeah. Now, but I haven't heard about the Shaq one.
Yeah.
Nah, it his day coming. Like, he be acting weird with Angel Reese.
And nigga said he's had too many near misses.
Swings and misses.
I'm so serious.
he's not like, wrong, though. He's not at
like,
all.
That's a nigga. Shaq is someone who I place in a different tier by himself. Maybe him and Snoop. To where they're commercially successful and they're recognized, but their name is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like they kind of... It feels like Snoop kind of vets shit that he puts his name on a little bit more than Shaq.
No, he doesn't. He was at the inauguration.
More than Shaq.
Nah, he saw that check. He was like, nah, Snippity Dizzle, I'll do it.
D-O-double-G.
Donald Trizzy.
This man went from executing in mock style to now at his inauguration. That was great.
Yeah, no, like that.
That nigga gathered the idols.
That's Billy, what he do.
Because Billy Ray Cyrus has been like prominently fucking liberal
for
most of his life.
Yeah. His son basically put out a plea for help.
Trace?
Yes. For Billy Ray. He's like, listen, man, you acting weird, bro.
Help!
We love you.
Help my dad, please!
And basically, help! It sounded like he was alluding to a drug problem, and I'm like, if you got nothing but opportunists and fucking drugged out niggas on the people you got performing,
yeah,
my hands are up. Like, I can't trust Shaq anyway. Like, it's just...
He's one of those, he's like, he's a corporate.
Yeah, he's a corporate guy.
He's a corporate Negro.
Like, I feel like Travis Scott is on his way to being that kind of Negro.
Yeah, like, if you need just, like, somebody to try and get access to the darker side of the force.
Or tomatoes.
You put Shaq or a Snoop Dogg out there.
Yeah, literally that. Tomatoes. And you know what? Put Martha out there with him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think of a black woman example.
Candace Owens.
Well,
Oprah.
Yeah. She's just a grifter. Yeah,
Oprah. Yeah, she's. Yeah, Oprah would probably be that person.
Yeah.
Tyler Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He could do both, actually. Yeah. Get him in drag.
Dope.
Hey. High five. Comics.
Nice. Nah, Madea being at the fucking.
Madea at.
No,
Trump's
he's there
in
Madea. Let me tell you, Tyler Perry as an actor, milquetoast. I don't know why the fuck he even thinks that he can be in front of a camera if he's not in drag.
Yeah, really. I don't know either. Because like I remember seeing Alex Cross.
Oh, that's what it was.
Like, I saw
it. Yeah.
I have two words to describe that movie.
Please
finish.
Okay. Because like I went to see it with some friends because I knew it was going to be terrible. That nigga looked scared on the poster.
Right.
And I'm like, that nigga was holding the shotgun looking confused.
He looked like Professor Clump before he got like super fat in that role.
I want to see if I can find that shit.
Also, the two words to describe that movie, money laundering. Look at this nigga, man. He looked like a future victim.
Terrified. I'll push this nigga down.
I don't care how tall that nigga is, bro.
I'm
so glad they got my nigga Aldis Hodge, man.
Oh,
I still haven't finished Cross, but
so fucking terrified.
Milquetoast. Look at him. He looked like a tall Martin Lawrence.
He looks like an 80s sitcom black school teacher or principal.
Lean on me, head ass. Nigga, he about to go lock a gym, bro. He ain't gonna shoot nobody.
I don't understand this nigga's obsession with like wearing a wig, whether he's a man or not. Like, brother, just you have hair.
Just or be bald.
Or be bald. You have hair, nigga. You can get a fade.
You know what? Nah, don't be bald. Your head looks crazy. I'm like,
get out of this nigga's holding this shotgun.
That boy right wrist is gone.
Right wrist, shoulder.
Say hello to my little friend.
Is this how the straight boys do it?
Y'all got sound now.
12 gauge shotgun.
Bow, y'all better sound.
Little girl.
And then we just hear Cicely Tyson just like materialize
and start monologuing.
Now, baby, don't worry. I love you.
You are more than your hips and your thighs. Oh, England! That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Don't tell me that's the monologue from Family Reunion out here on this land.
Why is our family reunion at a plantation? Why?
Because America has an awkward history that nobody seems to want to talk about.
That
and the less
choice
that we talk about, the worse that it gets here. All right, racial relations is never going to improve
if
we keep treating slavery or rather white people keep treating slavery like an uncle molestation, trying to hide it in house.
And they just straight up, change the curriculum.
Exactly.
And shit. Like, I mean,
give about 10 to 15 years of them not teaching civil rights and them not teaching.
The slaves and the Indians were all friends with the settlers.
They reset history at 2016.
They made the agreement to move across the nation to give the settlers more room and the slave.
But then they got
travelers agreed to help them build.
They got ungrateful at one point with the land that they signed an agreement for, and then we had to come in and not exterminate, but relocate.
We had to correct. We had to correct their actions.
We had to correct their attitudes.
It was kind of our destiny that we manifested.
Yeah.
That we would get.
Oh, so y'all just crawled around.
You know what?
Gave out blankets to niggas.
As much of a burden as they think it is to them, you should see the burden on this white man.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. I had to organize all this.
God damn, man. I had planned this, man.
Do you know how long it took to balance the books?
Of course I get all the profit. I take all the risk.
Like, God damn it, nigger, hurry up.
You know how long these mass graves take to dig? It's not easy, buddy.
I threw my shoulder out punishing one of my employees.
Right. You know, one of them boys tried to hit me back.
I had to whip him into shape.
Where is he now? Hanging around?
Yeah. But again, shit like that, nobody want to really talk at length about it, honestly.
Yeah, not at all.
Like, we have conversations. We can at least gain an understanding.
That means we don't talk about it because that means the potential that we might have to admit that we were wrong.
Yeah, you know, because slavery, I don't know, isn't one of, if not the most evil thing you could do to someone or people or whatever.
But everybody else was doing it, so it really wasn't that.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you know that white people were also slaves?
You know,
to other white people? Well, that's crazy.
Those white people should talk to those other white people.
Yeah, that don't make it.
And
that don't
have
piss
that
you
conversation.
Off? Yeah, why we got to get pissed off and y'all don't want to do something?
That's really what it boils down to. Is like, it's not just that they don't want to talk about it. It's the fact that if you talk about it, you show like some emotion or like anger. It's just like, why are you mad? It was so long ago.
Oh, okay.
My literal ancestors were persecuted and hung on, you know, a white man could have a bad day and a whole city could go up in flames depending on where we at in America.
And then just got expected to be chill with it because the law says that y'all aren't people.
But
like, fam, slavery was less than 200 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
and I'll give y'all a pro tip. If y'all can, you know, have those honest conversations, we can start to try to advance further as a general people of Americans. But, you know, everybody's entrenched.
No.
Everybody's hateful. Everybody's dumb.
No.
Because, boy, like, those rich motherfuckers don't give a fuck.
At all.
Haven't you seen the price of eggs?
Not a single one.
Those rich motherfuckers don't care. They don't care if you're black, white, blue, or purple.
They straight regardless.
Let me tell you.
They straight regardless.
If you not at their country club, they don't give a fuck.
Or their islands.
Niggas talking about Kamala, like, going back to business as usual, playing with her fucking nieces and shit. I'm like, yeah. She lost.
She
what the fuck do you want her to do at this point?
It's the off season, dog.
Y'all thought she was gonna, like, you know, pull a Trump? Contest the results.
Yeah, man.
Whatever.
I'm just.
They caught that nigga Hitler on the trail for about months, and it was just a peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah, here you go.
Y'all don't care. I don't care.
You know, ball, man. Like, what the fuck?
Like,
real shit at this point, brother. What is there to care about?
Like, y'all don't care.
Except for, like, myself and my people.
Yeah.
What the fuck is there to actually care about?
It's a very thin definition.
I mean, yeah, when I say my people, I mean, the close niggas.
The
circle.
Squad, yeah.
Yeah.
The actual squad.
The motherfucking clan. I did not mean these apes. Don't lump me in with these niggas, bro. Like, I mean that wholeheartedly.
Only apes I fuck with, like, Wall Street apes and the fucking... and the goddamn
Super Monkey
the
Ball.
Planet of the Apes.
Shout out Curious George.
Nah, I don't fuck with him, man.
Shout out.
I don't trust that man in yellow hat.
Shout out Super Robot Monkey Team Hyper Force Go.
Hey,
I don't trust the man in yellow hat, bro. Like, he
talking about being aged. Yeah.
Why he got a monkey?
Yeah.
Why does the man in yellow hat have a monkey and nobody else does?
That's fair enough. It's an allegory for slavery. That's what Curious George is.
He knew it.
George got curious, and then we beat that out of him. What you...
Oh, God.
What you asking, nigger?
It's like Chim Chim was just chilling. Your name is George.
Speed racist.
So what? Just a random Sunday at NASCAR?
Yeah, pretty much.
We call that Talladega, buddy.
Woo! Woo! What? I want food.
Damn.
Okay. I want food. Love you guys. Appreciate
y'all for rocking with us, man.
Listening.
Thank you for sticking around.
We are coming back to the Patreon.
We are. We is.
Oh, you niggas, a Christmas episode. This shit's going to get real fucking gay. And then
they're very aggressively homosexual.
And then after that, we're back to our regularly scheduled fan
fiction. We're going to class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like after we get aggressively homosexual.
Yeah. I'm gonna say something without context, so y'all have to go find it. I'm the bottom this time.
Well, even without context,
that's where I'm gonna.
Yeah, you can pretty much just. Well, whatever. Never mind. We'll see you next.
Find
week.
Out. Find out, Ning.